Excuse me, I'm sorry. The prior dictation was a mistake. If you would delete that dictation, I'm sorry. Dr. Halberner dictating a clinic note on Josefina Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I. G-U-E-Z, birthday 9/22/72. Patient presents with complaints of continue low back pain, seeing four days ago. With complaints of continued lower back pain without change from last visit, with medications not helping, bowel sounds within normal limits, immunizations up to date, none allergies, current medications none, medical history negative. Surgical history, C-section times one. Present illness, follow-up low back pain times 3 weeks. Spontaneous onset without injury, no injury. Localized to the lumbar sacral area. No benefits from recent medications. Abuse symptoms on territory, past medical history, on territory. Social history, works at Texas Emergency Hospital without lifting, without known injury, hemorrhaging on the territory, physical exam, general appearance without distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, TMs clear, people reactive light combination, extraocular attack, endoscopic benign, neck without supple without tenderness, lungs cleared, ulceration, percussion, abdomen soft without again being tenderness, back with tenderness to the left lower para umbilical area, 2+ tenderness. With negative straight leg raising, slight increase with forward flexion, neuropsych, RTs times four, motor sensory, no motor sensory deficits, reflexes within normal limits, no mood effect. Disorder, skin, normal color without rashes, extremities never negative for pain or restricted range of motion. LS spine was obtained, which showed some disc compression in earlier three changes. Diagnosis is back pain. this possible disc, but unlikely. Patient given meloxicam and Flexeril to take for the next couple weeks with some instructions on back hair that follow up in 2 weeks for further evaluation. May need MRI in the future if back pain doesn't resolve or improve. Thank you, Dr. Hellinger.